In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. Our readings for today are all about the choices that we need to make in our lives and the priorities that we need to set as we strive to become faithful, authentic followers of Jesus. In this gospel reading this morning, taken from Luke, Jesus challenges us with some teachings on the cost of discipleship. In this gospel passage, Jesus wants us to know that our decision to follow him is important, and we need to take it seriously. He uses a lot of hyperbole, that is, dramatic language, in order to make his point. In fact, our decision to follow Jesus is foundational to all other loyalties and commitments and priorities in our life, is what Jesus is saying. There is no doubt that the conditions that Jesus sets forth to be his follower are radical, uncompromising, and demanding for most of us. And so Jesus wants us to realize that the full cost of discipleship must be carefully considered before we set out on the road with Jesus. The message Jesus wants us to get in this passage this morning is this: following Jesus is not a mere whimsical response to some fleeting moment of inspiration, nor is our decision to follow him based on a sentimental feeling. But rather, following Jesus, that is, real discipleship, involves a deliberate, life-altering commitment, kind of like a general committing the lives of thousands of soldiers in order to win a battle. Or it's on the level of a person taking on a job or a profession. Now, of course, as with Peter and James and John, we may respond immediately to Jesus' call to come and follow him. But as with them, so also for us, it may take a lifetime for us to see how that decision will play out in our life. But the point is that if we don't stay focused on Jesus who leads us, remain focused on him each day, and if we don't stay plugged into a fellowship of followers who will support us, we may very well drift away from Jesus and lose our way. And so, Jesus wants us to be aware of the importance of our commitment to follow him. He wants us to be aware of the personal sacrifice and focus it takes in order to be an authentic follower of the way. Now, in light of all this intensity and dramatic language that Jesus uses to describe discipleship in today's gospel, there are a couple of things to remember about discipleship that I find helpful for me. And the first is this: discipleship, that is, following Jesus, is a process. It involves not so much an instant, total transformation all at once, but rather our following Jesus is more like the unfolding of a journey with Jesus. And like any growth process, once we begin the journey, our personal transformation is kind of like clay in the hands of a master potter. Gradually, as the potter works with us, we are transformed and we are formed from a primal mass of clay into the beautiful person our Creator envisions us to be. But it takes time, and so we learn to be patient with ourselves in our spirituality, in our growth. We learn to be patient with God as we are gradually transformed, as we spend time with Jesus on the road, and as we spend time in our supportive fellowship. A second thing to remember about discipleship is this one: we are never alone in this journey, in this process as we follow Jesus. Now, sure, it does demand a lot from us. Jesus makes that very clear today. And today we are reminded of how foundational and how total our commitment to Jesus needs to be. And all of this may seem overwhelming to some, more than we could ever do. But here's the thing. As you and I commit, or as we recommit to being a Jesus follower, it's comforting to know that we are never abandoned. We are never left alone on our journey with Jesus. As Jesus followers, God is with us 24/7, beckoning us, showing us the way, responding to our needs, encouraging us, opening doors for us all along the way. To experience this adventure, this journey with Jesus, to participate in the inbreaking of His kingdom, to be a player in something much greater than we are, can be extremely fulfilling for us. In fact, the only guarantee Jesus gives us when we sign on with Him is this promise. If we be His disciple, Jesus guarantees that we will be transformed into His likeness, and so will the world around us. Now, as I think about being a Jesus follower in today's world, I am reminded of this observation. At the center of our faith, at the center of our relationship with Jesus, there is what we call God's grace. That is, God's profound, awesome, unconditional love for us. It is this love for us that we call God's grace that forms the core, the essence of our discipleship. But here's the challenging thing about God's grace. God's grace is free to each one of us, but God's grace is not cheap. God's grace is free to us, but God's grace is not cheap. And what does that mean? God's grace is free, but God's grace is not cheap. Well, it means that God's unconditional love for us can't be taken for granted. God's love for us involves a response on our part back to God. God's grace cannot be misused by us. Back in the days of World War II, some of you know, there was a German Lutheran theologian, pastor, writer by the name of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Now, Bonhoeffer was teaching and speaking here in the United States as Hitler's white nationalist and fascist regime gained momentum in Germany. And as that regime gained power and became more and more oppressive in Germany and all across Europe, Dietrich Bonhoeffer did a courageous and remarkable thing. Bonhoeffer actually left the safe haven of America, and he returned to Germany, to his people, knowing full well that he would be arrested, imprisoned, and possibly executed by Himmler's Gestapo and SS, which in fact did happen. Bonhoeffer was executed just before the fall of Berlin. And all of this happened because Bonhoeffer, in the name of discipleship, in the name of his faith, had publicly dared to oppose Hitler and his fascist regime and policies. And so Dietrich Bonhoeffer is one who knew firsthand something about not only the cost and the possible dangers of following Jesus, Bonhoeffer also was well aware of the transforming power of God's grace in the face of challenge and danger. In his book entitled The Cost of Discipleship, Dietrich Bonhoeffer tells us this. He warns us of the dangers, the pitfalls of taking God's grace for granted. He calls this cheap grace. Bonhoeffer writes, "Cheap grace is preaching forgiveness without requiring repentance. Cheap grace is baptism without church participation and discipleship. Cheap grace is communion without confession, absolution and forgiveness without amendment of life. Cheap grace is what the world offers. It is grace without following Jesus, grace without the cross. Cheap grace is grace without Jesus Christ, living in our hearts and in the world around us. Cheap grace is cheap because we use it to justify our hypocrisy, our apathy, and our sinful behavior." And so this morning, our Lord is challenging us to turn away from this slack, bland, overly casual approach to our faith. He's calling on us to recommit ourselves to an authentic, real relationship with Jesus based on genuine grace, which demands a real response from us, a grace that gives us the courage to be a distinctive, courageous agent of Jesus in the community and in the world around us. As followers, Jesus is calling on us to not be so shy, not be so passive, not be so apathetic and fearful, timid in our discipleship. Jesus is calling on each of us to go ahead and be who we say we are. Be the salt of the earth. Be the light of the world by performing selfless, sometimes risky, even dangerous acts of love in His name. For example, as disciples and followers of Jesus, we can't stand idly by and not object to some of the social ills we see in our communities, can we? We can't stand idly by as homeless, uneducated, and abused children grow into illiterate, unemployed, addicted, and armed adults, can we? As true followers of Jesus, we can't turn a blind eye to institutional racism and social and economic injustice, can we? We can't ignore legislative changes that serve only a privileged few. We, the authentic followers of Jesus, cannot just sit back and passively accept the political corruption we see at every level. Corruption which erodes our world community, which deprives our neighborhoods, destroys families, and violates human rights, and endangers our future well-being. Today, the Holy Spirit is calling on each of us to reconnect with Jesus in a renewed way, to recommit to following Him as true disciples, to be His presence, His agents in this secular community around us. And when our way becomes threatened, or whenever we face danger, or when our journey becomes dicey, to remember the promise of Jesus to all of His followers that, lo, I am with you always to the end of the age. Amen.